Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. All right, we're going to kick off this episode like we do each and every week, sharing one of you loyal listeners, because we are so grateful for you, not only for listening, but also for being such amazing hosts. Who are we sharing this week, Nettie G?
Today, we are sharing at Gaston Getaway. That is GastonGetaway. And they are in Littleton, North Carolina. And we're going to tie this episode in with our guest today. One thing I really want to point out about Gaston Getaway, first of all, go follow them. And in their bio, you are going to see it does not have the typical Airbnb link there. Mm-hmm. They have their direct booking link.
Boom.
AKA, you can go directly to them on their site and book those dates. And we are just super excited that they are doing that. And we're going to dig into that on this episode. But if you're not familiar with direct bookings, please go to Gaston Getaway, like them, give them some love, and then click on that. And then you'll see it's very different than if you go to someone else's profile and maybe even your own where you have Airbnb linked. You're going to see a difference there. So Gaston Getaway, we appreciate you using our hashtag, and they are new to short-term rentals, so we wish them the best of luck.
It's also kind of cool that they're going right to, like, they're starting off with direct bookings. Mm-hmm. They may also leverage an OTA, an online travel agency, but who knows? They're just counting on themselves.
And it's one of their posts that the booking link is live.
So good.
So yeah, we wish them all the success in the world, and Sarah, we're going to have to go down and chill on the water.
And if you're new to the podcast, what we're doing is we're on their Instagram account. So we have a hashtag. It's hashtag STR Share Sunday. STR, of course, stands for short-term rental. If you use that hashtag, our team is trolling it. And if you use it, we are adding you to our growing list of amazing hosts so that we can feature you not only here on the podcast, but we also feature you on our Instagram account. And we just hopefully you get some hearts and likes and all those things.
We want to share your space so you can live your dream. All right, Sarah, who do we have today?
Oh my gosh. In an ever competitive marketplace, Mark Simpson helps STR hosts thrive. After successfully coaching over 1,000 hospitality businesses to date, Mark's current mission is to help 1 million
small goals.
Yes, correct. increase their direct bookings so they no longer are shackled by controlling online travel agencies. And his date for the goal, his goal for the date is 2030. Sorry, I need more coffee. Mark, we're going to let you elaborate on that a little bit, but welcome to the show.
Thank you. I definitely need to give a little bit of context around that, but I just want to say first and foremost, thank you so much for having me on here. I have told you many times, I'm a massive fanboy of your podcast. I love the hashtag. I don't know if you have ever watched the Netflix show Home Edit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You two remind me, you're like the STR version. And I love it. I love the chemistry. I love what you do, like the Instagrams and the TikToks and all of that. I just love it. And so, yeah, I'm very, very happy to be on here. So thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you. We'll pay you later for all the kind.
ambassador.
We'll Venmo
you. No, we're joking. No, Mark, thank you so much. And well, we're grateful for you because here's the deal. I feel like at this point, especially with our loyal listeners, we're like mom and mom. I don't know. But, you know, we say it over and over again, but it's different. We have someone come on whose sole mission is to get people to not, maybe not entirely off of OTAs, but at least counting on themselves first and then using OTAs as a tool. Coming from you, and we're hoping it'll hold more weight for our listeners. So please, like you said, can you elaborate a little bit more off of our short intro? Tell our listeners your story and why you care so much about direct bookings.
Yeah, and definitely. I will cover all of that and more. I don't know how long we've got, but I'm happy to just keep on going because this is such an important topic, especially with everything that happened last year. So my name is Mark Simpson, as you can tell from the accent. I'm from England. I've actually was born into hospitality. I grew up on a 200-acre farm stay, bed and breakfast in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of England, in the middle of literally just farm animals. That is literally I could see. So my parents actually pivoted. They had a farm and there was a foot and mouth crisis in the late 80s, early 90s, and they had to change their whole business. And when farms were going under because of the big crisis that was happening, they decided to transform one of the barns into a four-bed B&B. And this is one of the first farms in the country to pivot into having a farm stay business. And now they're everywhere. Now you can go anywhere and it's like a farm stay kind of business just because it's so, so popular. But they're one of the first. So amazing hindsight. And, you know, I was born and raised in this. So I was just always used to having strangers in my house. You know, I could always just go anywhere and there's always people coming in because it took off. It was really popular. And, you know, as I grew older, the business got more popular. They decided to knock down another barn, add another 10 rooms on, so 14 rooms. They opened the tea rooms. And, you know, I'm just growing up in this environment. And, you know, I did what anybody wanted to do in my little village of the population, 30 people, my friends. We just wanted to escape. And I was saying before we started recording, my big passion is soccer. I really wanted to play soccer, football, over what we call it over in the UK, but I just wasn't very good at playing it. I was all right at coaching it. So I got these amazing opportunities, traveled the world doing it for many, many, many years. And then in 2009, moved back to the UK, met my now wife. We moved down to London and I started working for Quipe, which was bought by Yelp, you know, the big review site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That place, that company is where I learned sales and marketing. So I learned about social media. I learned about the Facebooks, the Googles, the reviews, TripAdvisor, you name it. I learned about all of it. And I just picked up loads of marketing tactics and stuff. And in 2012, 2013, my eldest son was born and my parents had been running the business for like 20, 25 years. And I'm the eldest of four. And they wanted one of us to come into the business to help them get into the 21st century because they were still doing everything by pen and paper. They weren't online. They were relying on word of mouth. And, you know, it was just starting to wane a little. So me and my wife came into the business and I just put those tactics and tips that I learned in London for Yelp into the business. And, you know, we got online. We joined like things like booking.com, et cetera. We created a website, social media, and it just took off. We took that offline word of mouth online. And within 18 months, we're able to be one of the most followed local places on Facebook, which is crazy. We got a top 3 ranking on TripAdvisor. This is when TripAdvisor meant something. I know it doesn't mean as much now. And yeah, it just went really well. And in 2016, I started to go to local tourism meetings, like hosts from the area who had bed and breakfast or rental properties. We all used to gather And, you know, topics would range from loads of things. But then one week, it was about the OTAs. And the OTAs is Booking.com, Airbnb, Vrbo now, but it was whatever it was back in the day. And I was amazed at how many hosts were relying on Booking.com to bring in their bookings. And they were complaining. They were complaining about commission costs, the guests that they brought in, power that the OTAs had over their calendar. And I just put my hand up, you know, naive little me saying, well, what are you doing to bring your own bookings? And everybody just looked at me with a blank face. And I was like, oh, okay, so I've got to do something about this. So I said, well, who is actually out there helping? I looked at the local tourism in where we were, nothing. I looked online and there was a few people talking about marketing, but it was really out of date tactics. And so I just messaged a load of people and I said, well, if I do a little session one evening, just show you email marketing, show you websites, Google and Facebook, and what would you find that beneficial? And five people put their hand up, said, yeah. And those are the first five people I coached. And I created a Facebook group called the Hospitality Community. And it was literally just for Scarborough and Whitby. It was never going to be more than that. But just like with anything, just like with what you two do, when there's something that works and it comes popular, and more people wanted to join. So we had people from London wanting to join and Manchester. And then we had people from Germany and France and Spain and America. And then now, 5 years later, it's one of the most engaged Facebook groups for hospitality owners, which is insane. And on the back of that, I was able to launch Boostly. And yeah, like you said in the intro, over 1,000 customers, clients and podcasts and all that jazz. And so I've got a goal now of helping 1 million hosts. I want to help 1 million hosts cut down on that over-reliance on the OTAs, because I started all of this because I got annoyed at Booking.com over a couple of things. And I just feel like at the moment they call it a partnership, Airbnb call it a partnership, Booking.com call it a partnership. It's not, we're just a number. And what I want to do is I want them to cut down on their commission costs. So I think 10% is a fair number, especially now that Airbnb have bumped up to 14% and Vrbo have done the same. I mean, 10% is a fair. I want us to give us more data and more power. And me standing on my little soapbox here talking about it is never going to make a difference. But if I can get 1 million hosts to all increase their direct bookings, and if I can help 1 million hosts sort of get that power back, then we've maybe got a foot at the table. And it's starting to work. You know, direct bookings is as high as it's ever been. And there's loads of mitigating factors as to why. So I do this and I come on podcasts like this to sort of show hosts that there is ways to do it. It's not as hard as what you think it may be. You don't have to spend a ton of money. And we've got to start to look at Airbnb and Booking.com and Vrbo as a channel, not to be the be all and end all. So that's where I'm at. And it's going all right. So long may it continue.
Well, it's a fantastic mission.
And listeners, if you're already thinking, wait a second, I've never thought about a direct booking site and it seems overwhelming, don't stress. Number one, I'll let you know, I didn't even know what a direct booking site. I relied solely on Airbnb. So don't freak out. You're in the right hands today. We're going to kind of go over where to get started. And don't be overwhelmed by the thought of this. Just have an open mind.
It's actually fun.
Yeah. And think about you being complete owner over your property. So we just want you to take that breath, keep pressing play, keep listening, because if it isn't something that you're doing now, or if your short-term rental isn't even launched yet, this is going to be really important. And it's the way things are going to move forward. This is really, I think, the future of hosting. And so I just want you to have that open mind and stay with us. And you're going to, by the end of the episode, you're going to have a deeper understanding and know that this is also for you. So you're welcome here, even if you're just on the OTAs. So let's go. Where should people start? They're listening right now, Mark, but what do I do?
Step one, baby steps. Step one.
Step one, and this is really important, is that when we're talking about direct bookings, is that you can do it at one property, you can do it at 100 properties. There's no entry point. And it's really important to start doing it. And the reason why it's important is because, and let's just take last year as an example, March 2020, we all know what happened last year. We don't need to go over it, but there was that morning when hosts all over the world woke up, looked at their phone, and they had a notification that went around everybody for the Airbnb sent out to guests and hosts. And it didn't matter what your cancellation policy was. They basically were saying you can cancel it for free to every guest. And then just cancellations were coming in. They didn't give us any warning at all. And this is what happens when you put all of your eggs in one basket. This is when it happens when you build your house on someone else's land, is that you've got no power. And when I say that, and I remind people of that, the instant kickback is, well, just because people book direct doesn't mean they didn't cancel. Very true. But you had the ability to do what Airbnb didn't give you the ability to do. And that is to pick up the phone and have a one-on-one conversation with the guest. You had the power to pick up the phone and speak to them as a human and say, hey, listen, I know all this thing is going a bit crazy right now. Can you just change and not cancel? Da, 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 da. And that definitely helped a lot of hosts. So this is why it's really important that you get the basics in, even at the start. And, you know, I caveat all of that and saying that we are very lucky in this industry. You can start a business today. You can take a couple of pitches. You can throw it up on two or three websites and you are pretty much guaranteed money. Yep. There's not many other industries that I can think of that can offer you that. Like we do website design. There's not a website business that I can, a listing site that I can go on and then they can guarantee me revenue. You know, we're very lucky with that. But the problem is that because it is so easy, you just not get lazy, but you just get over-reliant. You just go, it's all right. I can do it another day. You know, I've got to do all the things. I've got to pay for this. I've got to pay for that. I'll figure that out another day. So the problem is that if you keep on going down that road, is that you will just become over-reliant. And again, like you're losing the power. So it's super simple and you've got to make sure to start right from the off. And one of the most important things that everybody needs to do, even if you've got one listing, is to get it's what's called a PMS, property management software. You can bounce and you can go into any Facebook group and you can ask, which PMS would you recommend? And I guarantee for every 10 answers, you'll get 10 different companies. There's not one shoe fits all with this. There's over 1,000. I know, I've counted them.
Oh, wow.
This is ridiculous. And so what I recommend on that front is just have a look at one or two that you know you hear of the most. I mean, the ones that I can say off the top of my head, there's Hostfully, there's Uplisting, Guesty, you know, there's some really cool ones, and get one. Just sign up for one. It's really easy to move from one to the other. And again, once you've got that in place, what that means is that will become your central place. This will become your STR Bible, so to speak. This will be the place where you come in every day and you look at your bookings, because what that means is that you can get listed on Airbnb, you can get your property listed on booking.com, on Vrbo, and it can go to other places as well. And that means you won't get a double booking. You know what I mean? You'll be fine on that front. But what it also means as well is that with these PMSs, you can actually take a direct booking payment via Stripe, via PayPal, or whatever you choose. And they're really cost effective. And they start at free, or they go up to like $20 a month, depends on how many properties you've got, and it just scales up from there. And when you have that in place, then you've got the ability to then take it further. And, you know, there's so many different ways that we can go down. But I mean, if you're just literally starting, and I don't know where your audience is at, most of them, I don't know if a lot of them have got maybe one property, two properties, three properties, four properties, but wherever you're at, the best thing to start doing right now to start getting your direct bookings is basically just ask it. And, you know, we can go down whatever route you want to go down on that. But we can delve into those funky things if you like.
So when you say ask, is that ask your friends and family, past guests? What does that mean?
This is it. I'm glad you asked. So basically, when you say just ask, there's four little words that are so powerful that anybody can do right now. But we don't, because for whatever reason, we're scared. And the four little words is, do you know anyone? This works if you've got guests coming up, or even if you've never, ever had any guests at all, you've got friends, families, coworkers, or just a Facebook, you know, just be on social media. I like to think that somebody watching this podcast will have ticked off all of those. Mm-hmm. So let's just say for argument's sake, you've got guests, you've had guests already at some point this year. Now, this is a really cool thing, is that Airbnb and all of the OTAs, they don't share your guests' email address with them, which is why I was made up when you had Arthur from StayFi on the show, because he helps box that off. So what they do still give you is the phone number. Now, we're going to take it old school. And I love doing this because it catches people off guard, because we don't phone each other anymore. With the world of automation and all that jazz and chat bots and messenger bots and all that jazz, if you were to pick up the phone, and if you were to have a conversation with your guest, they are more likely to answer. And because you're not calling them up to sell them anything, then they're more likely to respond because they already know, like, and trust you. So you can call up and and just say, hey, you know, this is Mark from the Granary. Just want to say thank you so much again for your stay. You know, I hope you really enjoyed it. Da, 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 da. By the way, do you know anyone? And that can lead down so many angles. Do you know anyone who's come into the area? Do you know anyone that needs a place to stay? Do you know anyone X, Y, or Z? I mean, it can work in so many levels. I mean, I assume people watching this are property managers and want to take on more properties. You could even go down the route of calling up your current landlord that you're doing an arbitrage from or whatever model you're doing and say, do you know anybody else in the area who wants to rent out the property or do like Airbnb on the property or whatever it may be? Do you know anyone? It's such a powerful little phrase and it works in so many levels. The reason why people don't do it is because they're scared. But what's the worst that could happen is they can just say no. I mean, if you really are petrified of getting on the phone, you can pick up your WhatsApp and do a voice note or a video message or whatever you feel comfortable with, just start doing it. And I guarantee you, if you were just to pick off 100 people out of your phone book or a guest or whatever and just start sending those out, you'll get replies. And the important thing with guests as well, and this is something that I started doing back in 2012, 2013, and it always worked, is that we asked, but we dangled a carrot. So we would say, do you know anyone that is coming to the area? If so, please pass on the details or you know, send me their contact details. And if they book, I will send you X in return. So that could be anything. Amazon vouchers, bottle of wine. If you know the guest, you know what they like, you could send them something. You know, you can do something like cute, whatever. Or it could be just hard cash. People will do stuff if there's like a some at the end of the carrot. So that's like one of the most simplest way to get started.
I love, Mark, how like, I love how you went to like old school, tried and true, I don't want to call them tactics. That's just connecting with humans, which I would like to think that especially our audience gets into hosting because of that human connection and taking care of humans. And so it wasn't this like technology, other than like the phone, which has been around for a long time. This is super simple. It's super old school, but as I'm sure you can attest to, it still works and still super effective.
And let's say you're nervous. You don't even want to have that conversation. You can leave something in your property that says, do you know anyone that's coming to those things that Mark just said and said, hey, like, here's our email address. If you would share it with them, if you would send a picture of the property with our hashtag, whatever that is, that ask can live inside of your property too, where it's like,
or as either or
in tandem. So it doesn't have to be, if you want to, you know, for some reason you don't want to reach out, but you can do that. Do you know anyone? And full transparency, when we have guests on our podcast, that's something we ask them. Do you know anybody that should be on our podcast?
Yeah. Yes.
It's something that, you know, transfers to any business that you do, period. So, all right. Love it. The four words.
So then we have people's information, Mark, however we get it. StayFi, old school phone calling, whatever. We have their info. Now what do we do?
So I really loved Arthur's podcast because, it's something that we don't do. I mean, let's rephrase that. We all collect email addresses. We just don't do anything with it. This is like one of the things that is just crazy to me, because out of all of the marketing potential platforms that you could use, Facebook, say Google search, social media in general, YouTube, or even I also include like Airbnb booking and whatnot.
Yeah.
Whenever you post out on social media, say you're going to post them on Facebook, 0.86% of your followers will see that post unless you're going to pay Facebook money. And it's the same now for pretty much all of the social medias that are out there. Instagram, the reach is getting lower and lower. LinkedIn, lower and lower. Everything's getting lower and lower because they want you to pay them money. And plus as well, when you post out on there, you're surrounded by so much noise. Mm-hmm. So when you're on Facebook, there's instantly another post. People are scrolling, 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 scrolling. When they're on, even on your Airbnb listing, Airbnb are going, are you like this? Or what about this? What about that? There's so much noise. But when you send an email, you've got that one-on-one communication with whoever's going to be reading it on either end. And if you do a good job, then they will stay, they will stick around, and they will take an action. And the one reason why people don't do anything with emails is because they instantly think of their inbox and they instantly know what spam and scumminess is waiting for them. But my advice to everybody is write an email like you were writing to a lost pen pal. Don't go for the fancy templates. I mean, I assume a lot of people have heard of MailChimp. It's free up to 2,000 users. It's really cool and it's so simple to use. And, you know, if you've got someone like StayFi, it sounds like a StayFi ad, but it isn't. I just love what they're doing. You can import it all in. It's good to use. When you are on MailChimp, they give you all these cool templates, but it just looks like a glossy sales magazine. The best one to do, the one that I coach and I show people how to use, is the one right at the very bottom. It's called Basic Text, because that looks like it's being written by you to the person on the other end. And it's so effective. And the way that I like to do emails is super simple. You just talk about what's been happening at the business. People love to stay with hosts. And the reason why they come and stay with you and they don't come and go to the Hilton or the Marriott or insert generic chain is because they want to live like the locals. You know, they want to experience what it is like to be in a local area. And they, you know, they love to find the history behind it. Now, I've always said this in every industry, people buy from people. Mm-hmm. And if you put your personality into your email, if you put your personality into your brand, whether that be your website or your social media, you will attract your type of guest. You will attract the people that you want to walk through the door. This is another like sort of reason why to sort of not over rely on these OTAs, is that literally they send you anybody to walk through the door. And you know, you instantly know a guest that rocks up at your property when you see them, if then they're right or not right for you. Like I said, I grew up on a 200-acre farmstay property, you know, cows and sheep and muck and everything everywhere. And if you saw somebody rock up in high heels looking for a night out, this is not a good fit. So this is why it's important, because if you can get your persona and you can really sort of put across the type of guest you want to do by just being showing your personality, it just makes life so much easier. And again, with emails, it's the most simplest way of doing it. And I am yet to see a more effective form of marketing where you can send out an email on a Friday if you've got availability for like the coming week. And I've yet to see anything as effective as sending an email out and getting a booking straight away. So I would definitely 100% be looking at email. It's free. You know, it's the best return of investment you'll ever do. It's free and simple to do. So we'll box off, do you know anyone, using relationships, your phone numbers and all of that jazz. We've boxed off email marketing, and then we can go down any other route you'd like to go down as well.
No, but again, you're like keeping it simple. I love how you're like, yeah, cool templates. Because that's me. Like listeners, I am the first to like make things overcomplicated, make things like jazzy, make them super quote unquote professional looking with logos and banners. But you're one, I will tell you, you are 100% right. Just text. Mm-hmm. Just make it look like you're writing to your buddy.
And it
because you are.
And
you
know? It doesn't have to be just about availability. I know a lot of people like to send emails. Hey, we have a new restaurant in town. We have a new coffee shop. Oh, hey, I upgraded something in the property.
Mm-hmm. Just
letting them know what's going on at the place that they stayed. So think about being creative in that. It's just putting your place top of mind when you reach out, definitely.
Yeah.
I want to term a new phrase, which is, instead of OTA, online travel agent, it's offline travel agent. You need to become the offline travel agent. You need to become the local brand ambassador for your place and your property. Because when you do that, you just put yourself up and you just become so much more accessible than just another host. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you start to talk about your local area, it just opens up so many different avenues. Like the relationship thing that I keep coming back to. Businesses are made on relationships. You can't just go it alone. You can't just be like, oh, it's just me. No one else is good as me. You screw everybody else. I'm the best. I'm not gonna get any help from anybody. If you go down that mindset, then it'll just be a long, hard slog. But if you open and if you go to your favorite coffee shop, if you go to your favorite restaurant, if you go to your favorite days out, and again, always bearing in mind your guest avatar, your ideal guest, your guest profile. You know, if you're a family-friendly property, you're not going to go down to your local nightclub and go, any discount for our host. I guess it doesn't work like that. But you can go to a coffee shop, a restaurant, or whatever, and just say, hey, I don't know if you know what I do. I have a lot of guests come to stay with us, and we are always on the lookout for recommended places. Is there any way that we could get a little referral code or a little discount code that we could give to our guests? So when they come here, you can make them, you know, feel special, whatever. And this is, again, something that we did, and it was amazing. Speaking selfishly, whenever I went to that shop, I never had to pay for a coffee. and never to pay for a day out ever mm-hmm. because of the relationship that we built. And it, again, for the guest, it was awesome because when they arrived, we give them our little digital guidebook. It was paper guidebook back in the day, but now there's digital guidebooks like Hostfully. And you've got the app and it basically says, you know, we've built out your itinerary. We've built out your travel itinerary. We've built out your stay. So you don't have to like struggle and go on TripAdvisor or Google and try and find a place to go. These are our top tips. You come and stay with a local, a host, because you want to find our like secret top tips. Here's our most recommended, you know, and here's some coupon codes as well. People love and adore that. And it just means that the guest experience, and I know you two talk about guest experience a lot, and I love it because again, the better your guest experience is, the better the reviews are, the better word of mouth is. And eventually you won't have to do any of this marketing malarkey. Your guests will do it for you.
That's right.
But just to play devil's advocate here, why should our listeners really, really care about the direct booking? Like Airbnb is so huge, Vrbo is so huge. Is this going to be a waste of my time? Am I ever going to get a direct
booking? Besides having control over cancellation,
yeah.
What are other benefits that really you see hosts like that's what changes their mindset?
This is my favorite question. And whenever I go on podcasts with like American or Canadians, it's one of the questions that always gets asked. And I get it. I totally get it. Everybody's thinking about the time and the effort and da-da-da-da-da. And I always bring this back to this. And I said it at the start, is that we are very, 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 very lucky in this to have an industry where we can create a business and literally money will come in tomorrow. All you literally have to do is get half-decent pictures and put it up because we are so in demand. We are so in demand. Even now, coming out of lockdowns and whatnot, staycations and all that jazz, it is just crazy. Like Brian Chesky came out a couple of weeks ago and said it. He said, listen, we need more hosts. It's why they're putting so much money into getting Airbnb communities set up so we can get more hosts on board because the demand is huge. But it's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because you can pretty much fill up your units. The curse is that when you over-rely on something, you are putting you're building your house on someone else's land, which is not a good thing to do. And if you go down this route, and if you stay 95%, all it takes, number one, your Airbnb account to get hacked into, God forbid. Number two, you could get 5 really crappy reviews in a row. That's your algorithm gone. 3, Airbnb can just shut down your listing because of whatever it may be. I've seen it happen for just the most nonsensical reason. And if you aren't building a list, if you aren't building a database of guests, then how are you going to contact them if that happens? And, you know, it's scary. And I've been talking about this since 2016, 2017. I've been talking about it. But the problem is that in 2017, OTAs were on the rise. Bookings were coming in. They go, yeah, Matt, I'll worry about it tomorrow. 2018, yeah, I'll worry about it tomorrow. Don't worry about it. These bookings are cool. 2019, 2020 happened. March 2020 happened. And then they're like, oh yeah, I should do something about that. I lost so much money. And, you know, so many Americans and so many Canadians and just so many people in general are coming to me now because they're using the time off to go, right, I need to get my systems in place here. I need to get systems and structures. I need to be multi-channel. I can't just rely on one platform. Right. And, you know, so many hosts have sort of changed that mindset over the last year. And it's so important to do it in every business. I mean, I look at like TikTok. I've gone on a total tangent. I look at TikTok and I look at last November when the Trump administration said, we're going to ban TikTok for connections to here and there. So many TikTokers were instantly like, oh crap, I'd have got no way to communicate with
right,
my audience.
Right.
If TikTok disappears tomorrow, which is why you see the big ones like the Charlie D'Amelios and all of that, they've started to venture out into YouTube. They've started to build their own brand, merchandise, list building. And it's exactly the same thing. But instead of us being young TikTokers dancing around and doing all the things, we'll go in multi-channel. We're not just relying on Airbnb to be that number one. And you can't do it. And it's so essential for every business to do. The reason why people don't is they go, ugh. Can I be asked? And it's like, it is so easy to do. I've given you 3 things right there. Relationship building. Do you know anyone? Email list.
Yep.
Someone can do it right now while I listen to the podcast. You could pick up your phone while this weird British guy is talking in a very fast and a very excitable way. Text 3 people and say, do you know anyone who needs? And I guarantee you will be somebody that will reply. And if you keep doing it consistently, if you keep doing it like every once a week, set a little note in your calendar or whatever, do you know anyone? so, so powerful. Good things will happen to you. Trust me.
Yeah. And here's the thing, listeners, is like, so it's not even just TikTok, right? Like I know personal people, like actually my own circle who had awesome Instagram. They are influencers. And for whatever reason, their account got shut down. I think the one girl got hacked, could never get her followers back. And like you said, the word list building, and I just want to make sure our listeners understand what that means. That's email list building, right? A direct connection. So a lot of times you see people, you know, swipe up and then it'll take you to their website and then the pop-up comes on. That's how they capture their email address. Or in their one link in their bio is the link to their direct to their website. Like there's ways to get in touch with. So think about, like, I was just thinking about a grocery store, right? Like they give me coupons if I use their app. Well, how do you think I sign up for the app? I give them my email address, right? And so now they contact me via email. You know, sometimes it depends on the store. They'll text you. And it's always like coupons and codes and like from most of the time, right? And so I'm loyal to the grocery store that I go to because I get all these deals and they know that they can contact me personally because I've given them information. I don't have to sign up for the app, you know, but I do. So I just, again, like I think what you said, Mark, is people get turned off by that, but it's just good business. And it's, I think it's how you structure your copy, the things that you say in your emails that puts you in a different level than other people who are feel pushy or salesy. Because here's the thing, if your short-term rental is an amazing product that you want people to come and experience, I mean, don't you want to bring people in and let them know how good it is? And if you just let that speak for itself, you're not going to come across as salesy or pushy. You're going to offer them something that they want to be a part of.
100%. And 91% of consumers, they will purchase something on the base of a peer recommendation. Mm. So again, if you've got a friend or a coworker that has just maybe put a message on your extranet, maybe put someone on your group message board, Slack, whatever it may be, saying, hey, if you're going down to Columbus, go and check out this. go and check out these because it's amazing. The properties are fantastic. They really looked after us. Fantastic experience. If you want the details, let me know and I'll pass you through.
Yeah.
And it, that is so powerful. That is more effective than you putting a Facebook post out going, come and stay with me. I am great. You know, so
right.
It's like so much more effective by doing it that way. And if you can turn your guests into super fans, and there's a whole other podcast that we could do on this, which is called Becoming the Go-To. But if you can achieve that, you will never have to do this again. And this is something that I did in 2012, 2011. I utilized Facebook groups. And I did something very similar like that in the Facebook groups. And it just meant that we were having people come into us time and time and time again, just saying, oh, you were recommended in a Facebook group. You were recommended in a thing. Just because we did something very simple, 5-10 minutes a day. I could do it while I was getting the boy to bed. And it worked time and time again. And now, like I say, people come through the door because of that. And if you can turn your, there's a really good book actually reminded me. It's Pat Flynn called Super Fans. I know, Nettie, I know you're a Pat Flynn fan. Mm-hmm. I've seen the picture.
Yeah.
And a really, really, really good book. And I read that last year. I had it on Audible. I listened to it last year and it just reminded me everything from a blog that I read back in 2016 by Kevin Kelly, 1000 True Fans. And I go to that for hospitality and I go to that for Boostly. I go to that all the time. Like I've taken those tactics and tips that I learned in the hospitality world with the grain, with our farm stay business, and I put it into Boostly. So every single one of our 5,000 plus clients, I turn everybody into like an ambassador. And I say, listen, if you know any host who needs help with whatever it may be, direct bookings, website, whatever, if you recommend them and they mention you, I send out so much stuff in the post. It is insane. Just as thank yous and little gifts and thank yous and all of that just to say. And I've never had to invest in Facebook ads or Google ads because it's been word of mouth. I always say to people, I would much rather take a Facebook ad budget or a Google ad budget and reinvest it into buying stuff for you, amazing community, for recommending me any day of the week because I know the power of it. And it's worked. I mean, it's worked tenfold. So yeah, do it. It's so simple.
And two things we want to say. Number one, if you're in any, you know, if you're in our hosting business mastery, this is what people ask us all the time. What's a mistake you made in the beginning that you would change and immediately if you started all over? And Sarah and I always say we would be collecting, even if it was on a sheet of paper, directing an email from those guests. That's both of us say that's the number one thing because we didn't treat it as a business when we got started.
Which is why we're here today, sharing with all of you are.
And so, but the next part is, the one thing when we talk to hosts or would-be hosts, the thing that always keeps them up at night or the thing that they worry about is how is the guest treating their property? Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to, what's going to happen there? And so that's, you can basically remove that from the situation if A, these are guests that have already stayed with you and you can put a little note next to them if they were awesome guests that you would love to have back. And most of the time, like birds of a feather fly together. Like they're, if they're going to recommend you, hopefully that's going to be the same type of guest and treat your place the same way. So that is something I want you to take when we're asking you to connect with these guests. You know, our goal for you is to have your whole, we just met, Sarah and I were just with someone for a whole week and we were like, we could see her, her property is so amazing that her whole calendar, she should be booked with one email to those guests saying, hey, would you like to stay again next year? And she get 95% yeses. And so that's the part that becomes so invaluable is having these people that they already know how to check in. They already know how to use your dishwasher. They already know what's nearby. So you cut down on so much of your work and worry if you have those repeat guests. And that's the one thing that we really want to focus on with this. And then if they're repeat guests, they can come back directly. So you might meet someone through Airbnb. They might find you on that platform. But when you crush it, then they become an Annette customer, a Sarah customer, not an Airbnb customer. You know, and we love Airbnb, and they'll, but let them bring that to you. And then you build your brand off of what's been brought in.
And like Airbnb and Booking and Vrbo, they're not naive to that. I've got to know people in the company quite well just for what I do. I'm very loud and I post a lot on social media. So they come to me and I've got to know them and I talk about this and they are not naive to factors to know that once a guest has stepped foot in your property, they should never, ever, ever rebook via an OTA again. That's just a simple matter of fact, is that if you've had a guest book with you 1 year via an OTA, Airbnb, and they book with you again the next year or the next month or the next week, whatever, via an Airbnb, you fail because you should be doing what we're talking about right now. And again, as soon as they step foot in your property, they know you inside out. So when they come back, it literally should be a case. They can just send you a WhatsApp or a Telegram or an email or phone you up and go, hey, I'm coming back. Can you fit me in? Yep. And that's literally what it should be like. The problem is that we're not asking. And shy kids don't get sweets. You've got to ask. If you ask, everyone.
Oh, that's so good. Shy kids don't get sweets. Okay.
And here's the thing, listeners. Nettie is not shy. Nettie's the opposite. Nettie is polar opposite of shy. I am shy, Mark. But I will tell you, like, you give me some great, like, but I, you know, like, number one, putting food at my family's table. Like, sometimes that's all I need to remember, right? Like, it's just a phone call. It's just a text. It's just an email. It's just connecting with a human. So listeners, if you're like me, I get you. I'm here for you. DM me. We'll talk through it together. I'll coach you through that first call, whatever. But something else I want to point out, Mark, too, because you mentioned connecting with Airbnb. I mean, they say all the time, I forget the stat, but most of the hosts on Airbnb are the single home hosts, right? Most of them. The big giant property managers are actually not the largest makeup of Airbnb hosts, which is why I love this episode. This is why I love you, Mark. I love StayFi because listen, hosts, like, we make up a smaller host. We make up the large majority of Airbnb's customer base. Without us, you know, they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, like, I love how you don't have to be this large property management company, this large resort mm-hmm. to capture this information from your guests. Like, you could have one room down the hall, one home, and you could really, like Annette said, crush it.
And because it's a numbers game, the one thing with, you know, renting out your place, there's only 365 days in a year. Like, we can't make up, like, other online, you can make up more products, you can build more widgets. We can't create more days in a year. So when you're looking at your year, you have 365 days and that's kind of your goal is to get those booked with excellent guests. And so it becomes a numbers game and the longer that you've been welcoming people into your place, that should get easier and easier to have those days full.
I'm going to start this conversation real quick. Talk about this. Yes, we have 365 days, but if those guests are coming back, know, like, and trust us, and then we also offer them awesome services like filling the fridge or, you know, whatever other massages or whatever you can offer them on top of their nightly rate, you know, you can market to them before they come back for their second stay. Or if you got a little email campaign going, again, just some text in an email saying we now offer these services, there's another way to make more income off of that same guest and chances are they are thrilled they don't have to go to the grocery store once they arrive, mm-hmm. or whatever that extra service is. How do you feel about like layering on other things to the existing stay?
Would you like me to share with you one of my favorite ways to convert a OTA booking to a direct booking?
Yes.
All right. So this is, again, it's free, takes a couple of minutes to set up, and it's set forever. And it's so easy to do. Now, I'm going to go on the assumption here that you have a PMS in place, because it does make your life a whole lot easier. So property management software, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. otherwise known as PMP or whatever. If you want to find out more about PMSs, I actually did a blog because I had so many people coming to me saying, who do I recommend? I just interviewed 100 people and I put pros and cons. So it's boostly.co.uk/PMS.
And we'll link to it, listeners, in the show notes, so you don't have to remember.
I apologize. I do talk quick. So here's what you do. You've got a booking confirmation comes in, whether it's on Airbnb, booking.com, Vrbo, wherever it's come from. And what happens is that that booking confirmation will come into your PMS and they send out a email confirmation that goes straight into the user's inbox. Now, something that I've been doing for a long, long time and testing it, and it works really, really well, is we have our check-in time at 1 p.m., okay? What we do is we go onto the OTAs that we're with and we change the check-in time to 5 p.m. So instantly, you are being penalized for booking via an OTA. And what we do in the email confirmation that goes out, it goes something along the lines of this. So, dear Sarah, thank you so much for booking your stay with us. Just to confirm, your arrival date is the 1st of August. You're checking out on the 10th of August. Please read the below information. It's very important regarding your check-in. So instantly, you know, because everybody reads the confirmation email. And you put that little bit in so it gets them to read down. If you booked with us directly, and you can put in brackets, email, website, phone call, your check-in time is 1 p.m. If you booked with us via a third party, i.e., and you name them Airbnb, booking.com, Vrbo, your check-in time is 5 p.m. And then you do like price or whatever. Say, if you want to discuss anything about your booking, here's my direct cell number, mobile number for those of you in the UK. Feel free to call us directly. Now, what does that do? Now, I've got 3 kids. I've got a 2-year-old, I've got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. If I'm going to be driving 4 hours to anywhere to go and stay, the last thing I want to be doing is arriving to a destination and having to hang around for 4 hours to get these kids out of the car. I want to get into my property. I want to, if I'm going to an event or anything like that, it's super important. So psychologically, you're thinking, well, hang on a second. I'd have just booked directly with this fella. I could have got the check-in time. What are you going to do? Here's my phone number. Call to action. Here's my phone number. Call up. Hey, Marco, just got your email. Yep. Absolutely fine. I want to book direct. Oh yeah, absolutely. No problem. So what I need from you, just for security, can I have your email address? Remember, because Airbnb, booking.com don't give you the email. Yep. And can you just please just confirm your card details? Fantastic. What I need for you to do, Mr. Customer, because I can't do this for you, go and cancel your booking via wherever, Airbnb, booking.com, Vrbo, etc. And I'll just send you a quick email confirmation, change it all around. You're sorted. You're good to go. Tell you what. And what I'll also do is I'll give you a little 5% discount. Now, why is that important? Well, number one, you are paying, and this is what I love, and I'll talk about Airbnb and changing the commission fee because this makes life so much easier now on Airbnb. So what happens is that you got to pay Airbnb a commission rate of starting at 14%. Booking.com starts at 15%. Vrbo now is starting at 14%, 15%, and go on. So if you can give a 5% discount to the guest, you're still pocketing an extra 10%. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing the rent-to-rent model or what arbitrage model or whatever you want to call what you're doing, the profit margin is so slim. If you can earn an extra 10%, bingo, well done. And for the guest, they're getting the earlier check-in time and you're also giving them a little discount as well. They win.
And
it just works really, really well. Now, it doesn't work 100% of the time. I'd say 60%. What's that Anchorman quote? 60% of the time, it works every time. It just works really well because, again, you're tapping into the psychology. And again, it just reaffirms this direct booking. And the first time I mentioned this to somebody, the hand came up and said, but Mark, won't that piss off booking.com? Or
yeah, I feel a little icky right now. I have to say it. A little icky.
I don't. Go ahead.
Absolutely fine. And let me explain why. 34% of all OTA bookings result in a cancellation. Why? what happens is you get a trigger happy booker. We'll go and book 3 or 4 properties in a row. And they're just going to go, well, I'm just going to cancel one. I'll cancel 3 and I'll book one. And so that's why the cancellation rate is so high. And bearing in mind, let me just remember what happened last March. And I totally understand extenuating circumstances and all that malarkey, but Airbnb do not care about you. Booking.com do not care about you. They care about one thing and one thing older, and that's their shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
So you have got a right to do this. And in the T's and C's, the terms of services, all you have to do is you've got to give the best rate. That's it. They don't talk about incentives. So I love to get people on the incentives route. So at the end of the day, it doesn't work every time. But if you can get maybe 4 or 5 out of 10 people to do it, it just keeps going down that route. And it said, again, you set it in your email templates and you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to do. It's free. It costs nothing. And again, you can also have a great conversation with your guests as they book.
Well, here's the thing. We can't compete with the, I don't know, how many users? 150 million users on Airbnb. We'll never be able to compete with that, right? Never. So we're always going to leverage them as a tool for our hosting businesses. But I agree with you, Mark. Like, there's nothing wrong with giving them the option. Like, if you book with me directly, Airbnb is going to be fine. And I'm still going to list with them. I'm still going to use them. They're still going to make money off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that's not going to happen. So I think that's brilliant. And I bet you, even those people who don't call you and want to like switch their booking around, will at least think about that next time. Like, okay, if I love my stay, oh, he said something about like an extra incentive.
And you've just mentioned the word book direct. If you go right to the average Joe on the street, if you were to walk him down the street now and say, do you know what book direct means? They'll look at you and go, well, Amazon, what are you talking about?
But
the more you talk about it, the more people will start to like realize it. There's a hashtag book direct, and it's a super popular hashtag on Twitter and Instagram. And the movement is growing. There's actually a show in London in September that's going to be called the Book Direct Show. It's hosts now who are looking at how they can increase their direct bookings. And this is literally what I wanted to start 5 years ago. And I've just kept on talking very loud, very fastly on all the channels about it every single day. And, you know, there's so many other things that we could do. But, you know, I just throw out so much and just hope something stick for one person. And all I ask is that all these things that I've gone on about this last like hour is just take one thing. If you don't like what I just mentioned about, if it makes you feel like a little bit icky, like Nettie, don't do that. do you know anyone? That is right.
Do you know anyone is like crushing it for all of life, if anything? Here's one thing I know, Sarah and I do get a lot of questions about direct booking. But Airbnb has $1 million insurance policy. How am I going to insure if something happens?
Or the verification process.
Yeah, they're like, how do I verify that a guest is legit? How am I going to make sure that this guest is insured if something happens? What's your comeback for that, Mark?
Well, and you know, you said that you're going to ask me later, who do I recommend as a guest?
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that you get on someone from Safely or from Superhog because they take care of this for hosts. Mm-hmm. For example, Superhog is a UK-based, but they work worldwide, is that they are now building out technology that when a booking comes in, they have a guest certification and where the guest has to take a picture of their face when the booking comes in. And as soon as that happens, you are insured on that stay for up to $1 million.
Boom.
I may have butchered that, but just contact Superhog.
It's out there. That is out there for us.
Yeah, that is there and Safely as well. And again, there's so many tools now that are being created for the world of STR to combat this. For example, there's iPRAC. Chris Morn, based out of France, but it's a worldwide thing. Having that trust certification on your website, on your business, shows that you're not just a scam website that's just been created. You know, and it goes a couple of ways. You've got to show to the guest that you are trustworthy. And one of the easiest way of doing this, by the way, when you start to get 2 or 3 properties, change your Airbnb profile picture from your smiley face to a picture of your company logo. Instantly, what that does is that starts to go, okay, so they're a company. They're not just, you know, because again, you're right. The assumption with Airbnb is that everybody's just doing it out of their backyard or their back tiny house or whatever it may be, like their mum's spare couch or whatever. That's still the assumption now, even with an IPO. So many people now are doing it as a business. So if you've got 2 or 3 and this is you, you know, this is what you're going to do, then change that profile pic to a picture of your business. And here's another cool hack. With your Airbnb profile in that description, the first line, because you'll be amazed at how many people go and read that thing. But my name is Mark, and I am the founder of Insert Your Business Name, where you're located. And this is a Danny from Optimize My B&B little hack. Mm-hmm. He goes, check out my reviews or check out my reviews online. They're really good. Because what that does is that then gets the guest going, let me go check them out online. Let me go check them out on Google. You mm-hmm. Google the business brand name. And, you know, as long as you've got a website, again, talk about the website. If you've got a website, business brand name in the location, your website will come up right at the very top. Boom, they're into the website. You're into your website. They're into the direct booking. You've got a Google business listing. You've got a website. They're going to come back to you. And they've got your phone number. They can call you directly. And again, this is the thing that always gets thrown at me, is that always saying, don't be on Airbnb. Like, go cold turkey on everything. I'm saying, no. I'm saying the opposite of that. Be everywhere. Literally go everywhere. But use them as a marketing channel. Don't make them your be-all and end-all. And, you know, when you do that, you start to build a business, you build a brand, you build a list, and you won't be here just in 1 year's time, 2 years' time. You'll be here in, like my parents, 30 years later. So
that's a mic drop right there.
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Well, let's talk about it. So you've mentioned this a few times, Boostly. What is this? Talk to us about that. What services Boostly provides?
Okay. So yeah, I started this like 5 years ago just doing coaching, but it's just expanded ever since. So now we do website design. We do content creation. So we talked about those. What do I send on an email? I created email templates. Basically, I'm very fortunate. I've got a community of 6,000 very loyal people who keep coming back time and time again, every week, every month. And they tell me what to create. And I go and create it. I go and find people and I go and create it. So we do email templates. We do social media content, websites, still do the coaching. But yeah, and the podcast. I do a daily podcast every day.
Daily.
I wish you guys could see the tired face that just came over him when he thought about that.
Gotta do context. It's 11 o'clock at night here in Spain. I've got a 2-year-old that's been up since 5 o'clock.
Oh.
I love them. I love them dearly, but sometimes I just wish I could just lock the door and go, no.
Not now.
I realized what I said just then was very much, it's 11 o'clock at night, sort of Mark talking. But I just want to say again, thank you so much for having me on. I've loved this. I love getting to chat to you for an hour, because I do seriously love what you two do. It's amazing.
No, and we're just...
Right back at you.
Yeah, we're thankful for you sharing this, because this is stuff when you first get started, you're so tunnel vision on like just getting your listing live. And it's Sarah and I's mission to up-level what it means to be a host and give this information to the host before they even think about it.
Well, and listeners, we will... So go ahead and say it here, Mark, how listeners can reach out to you. But we'll also put it in our show notes and in our email. But how can people learn more about you and what you offer?
Yeah, the best place, just head to Boostly, boostly.co.uk. Just pop in your email address and I've got 7 tools and tips.
Ooh, nice.
You can get on how to increase your direct bookings. 5 videos, 2 tools. And again, list building. You know, I practice what I preach.
That's right.
And last question. How many times did you make beds for your parents growing up? Or was that just part of the daily tasks?
All the time. Like that was my pocket money.
They paid
money.
You. Okay.
I got to pay for those football boots. Those football shirts.
And can our listeners still go stay at your parents' place?
So the cool news is that we sold it at the start of this year, 2021.
Awesome.
Like me and my wife came into the business to help it grow. We grew it to, we added on 3 holiday cottages. We added a wedding license on and all that stuff. We grew it because we wanted the end goal, our exit strategy was to help them sell it because they were ready to retire.
Okay.
And 2017, we put it on the market. That's when me and Laura and my wife were like, well, what's next? And that's when the idea of Boostly came up and it took so long to sell. It took so long to sell. It actually had an agreed date of purchase and this March the 26th, 2020, 2 days before Boris Johnson closed the UK down, which was mental. And we finally, touch wood, it's been sold to such a lovely family. And my parents are now happily retired near the beach in Scarborough in the Northeast. And we've been stuck in Spain for so long, we cannot get back. So in a couple of weeks' time, we get to go back and see our family the first time in so long. So it'd be nice to go back and hopefully we get a chance to drive up to the farm and see what the new owners are doing with it. So
that's awesome. Amazing. Well, we're glad to be catching you on a high note and what's going on in your life there. So congratulations on all of that. And you gave our listeners so many juicy nuggets of actionable advice. We really appreciate your time. I know it's late for you. You've had a long day, but truly, thank you so much for your time, Mark.
My pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you on Netflix show when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. <We're there. laughs> No, anyway, let me know. All right, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.